Welcome to the EQ Fit Podcast. Our mission is to equip people to prosper in every aspect of their life. Whether you're at home or in the workplace, we explore practical ways of improving success, satisfaction, finding balance, and building enjoyable and beneficial relationships. Thank you for joining us. I have been very focused on small businesses and entrepreneurs over the last couple of years, and that continues. The title for today is Your Greatest Advantage in the Age of AI. This is an introduction to a book that I'm currently writing and will release in the near future called Thrive, Finding Your Entrepreneur's Edge in the Age of AI. I've had the opportunity over the last 5 to 6 months to speak to over 1,200 small business owners. And I have seen some very clear trends and patterns. One of those is, how do I navigate the world of AI? The technology is literally changing every day. New tools are coming out just about every week. How in the world do you keep up with all of that? That's the reason I'm writing this book, because the technology is good and can be used in very productive and good ways, but it doesn't have to take over your life. And as a matter of fact, you'll hear today how I think knowing yourself better is going to help you know which technology is right for you and how to use it correctly. So let me start with a story. She had built a thriving business over 15 years. She was sharp, driven, and deeply committed to her team. But that afternoon, sitting across from me, she looked exhausted. Not the temporary exhaustion of a busy season, something much deeper. "Steve," she said, "I feel like I'm being left behind. Everyone's talking about AI this and automation that. My competitors are using tools I don't even understand. My team is anxious, and honestly, I'm terrified that everything I built is about to become irrelevant." I recognize that fear. I had felt it myself months ago when I first encountered the new wave of AI tools. My initial reaction, honestly, wasn't excitement. It was a little bit of dread and fear. What if these tools could do what I do? What if my decades of experience suddenly didn't matter? But here's what I discovered, and what I told her that day. The entrepreneurs who thrive in this new era won't be the ones who master every new technology. They'll be the ones who master themselves. That conversation became a seed of my upcoming book, which is Thrive, Finding Your Entrepreneur's Edge in the Age of AI. Because I realized that the greatest advantage in the age of AI isn't artificial intelligence, it's emotional intelligence. And the entrepreneurs who combine both of those will have something their competitors cannot easily replicate. There is a hidden advantage that nobody is talking about. Let me be very direct here. AI is a revolution, but it's not coming. It's already here. It's not slowing down for anyone. But here's what the tech headlines miss. The entrepreneurs that I work with don't struggle with AI because they lack intelligence or capability. They struggle because adopting new technology triggers deep emotional responses. Fear of looking foolish, anxiety about making the wrong choice, frustration with the learning curve, and uncertainty about what it all means for their identity and for their business. These are emotional challenges, and they require emotional intelligence to navigate. Research shows us that 89.1% of what differentiates top-performing entrepreneurs from average entrepreneurs can be attributed to emotional intelligence, not technical skills, not IQ, not even experience. In an age of rapid technological change, your EQ is your most valuable and durable competitive advantage. Now let's talk about three emotional environments that every entrepreneur has to navigate. To thrive in the age of AI, entrepreneurs must learn to navigate these three distinct emotional environments. If you miss any of these, no technology is going to save you. Your own inner landscape. This is where it all begins. Before you can lead others through change, you must navigate your own emotional terrain. That voice whispering, "I'm not technical enough." The fear that says, "This will make everything I built obsolete." The imposter syndrome that surfaces when you're surrounded by digital natives half your age. These internal barriers are real, and they're powerful. But they can be understood, they can be managed, and they can be transformed. Now, the next environment is your team. Okay, if you're a solopreneur, who's your team? Literally, it's anybody that supports what you do. Whether you're buying from someone, whether you're using maybe a virtual assistant or somebody helping you with your technology, anybody that is supporting your business in any way is part of your team. And those people are watching you. They're asking questions, and sometimes out loud, sometimes only in their minds. Will AI take my job? Does my experience still matter? Is this company going to survive? Leading your team through technological change isn't just about training programs and tool adoption. It's about addressing fears, maintaining connection, and helping people see AI as a tool that can amplify their value rather than a threat that replaces them. And then the third environment is your customer's emotional experience. Here's what AI cannot do. It cannot feel. It cannot genuinely empathize. It cannot build the kind of trust that comes from one human being truly understanding another. Your customers still crave human connection. And I could go through study after study that proves this out. Buyers still want human connection with sellers. Leaders still want human connection with their team. That human connection is so critical. We cannot allow ourselves to be isolated to the point that we sever those human connections. They understand their experience as a customer is based very much on the relationship, which is based in emotional intelligence. Connection plus trust. So AI cannot build the kind of trust that comes from that one-on-one, human-to-human interaction. Your customers still crave that. Knowing when AI enhances that experience versus when it creates distance, that's emotional intelligence in action. And it's increasingly rare. So here's another main area of focus. Why knowing yourself is not enough. There's something I've learned after four decades of working with entrepreneurs. Knowing yourself is not the same as knowing your pathway to success. Most entrepreneurs that I meet are self-aware enough to know their strengths. They understand their experience, their capabilities, their passions, but they often can't see how these elements combine together into their optimal path forward. It's like being inside a puzzle box. You can see the pieces, but you can't see the picture on the outside of the box that guides those pieces into the right place. It's the specific combination of your emotional intelligence patterns, your motivational drivers, and your behavioral tendencies all working together to create the most efficient, powerful, and sustainable route to your goals. In the age of rapid AI evolution, entrepreneurs simply don't have time for trial and error. Every pivot, every new tool, every strategic decision burns through your most valuable resources, your time, your energy, your focus, and your effort. Understanding your success pathway means you can move with intention rather than with reaction. And unfortunately, the majority of the people that I talk to today and work with today are in reaction mode most of the time. And that is not a good place to thrive. That is surviving, not thriving. Now, I want to talk about two capabilities that separate people who thrive from people who just survive. In my book, Thrive, I introduce these two capabilities, and they are non-negotiable in the AI age. They are agility and resilience. Now, I know you've heard those words a zillion times, and there are as many definitions to those words as there are people in the world. But let me give you a very specific idea of what I mean when I say agility and resilience. Agility isn't just being fast. I define it as the ability to take advantage of opportunity with speed and efficiency. That efficiency part matters. Moving fast but burning yourself out is not agility. It's a recipe for collapse. True agility comes from knowing your success pathway so well that you recognize the right opportunities instantly and you can act on them without second guessing. Resilience isn't just bouncing back from setbacks. It's protecting your four most precious internal resources, time, energy, focus, and effort. Every hat an entrepreneur wears, every pivot they make, every new technology they adopt costs something. If you're operating outside your success pathway, those costs multiply. Resilience means building systems and self-awareness that prevent unnecessary depletion. Together, agility and resilience allow you to achieve what I call more success with less stress. That's not just a tagline, by the way. It's the outcome when your daily choices align with who you actually are. The next thing I want to focus on here is a framework. I want to give you something specific that you can take with you and use every single day. So what is this framework? It's a framework for thriving. The book that I'm writing, follows my EQ Fit methodology. Assess, equip, align, and succeed. Let me define those for you and the way that I look at those. Assess, we begin by understanding where you currently stand, your emotional intelligence patterns across five key dimensions, your relationship with technology, and the specific challenges you face in each of the three different emotional environments. Then we look at equip. Once you know where you are, you need the tools and knowledge to move forward. The book provides frameworks, exercises, and practical strategies for developing your emotional intelligence in the context of AI adoption and entrepreneurial success. You've got to bring all of those factors together. Basically, you've got an equation that if all the variables are in place, you get a really good result. But if you remove any of those variables, which are unique to you, then you're not going to get the results that you want. The next thing we look at in this framework is align. Knowledge without alignment is just information. Alignment means connecting your daily choices with your larger purpose, ensuring that your actions, your team, your technology are all moving in the same direction. This is where your unique success pathway becomes very clear. And then we reach that fourth element, which is succeed. And success isn't just about revenue or growth metrics, though those do matter. True success means achieving your goals while protecting your well-being, your relationships, and your sense of purpose. It means more success with less stress. That's the outcome that this framework delivers. The entrepreneur I mentioned at the beginning, 6 months after our conversation, she had not only adopted AI tools into her business, she was leading her industry in how thoughtfully that she integrated those. Her team wasn't anxious anymore. They were energized. Her customers noticed the difference. The change didn't come from mastering technology. It came from mastering herself first. That's the promise of Thrive in a world that is increasingly shaped by artificial intelligence. Your emotional intelligence becomes even more valuable, not less. It literally becomes your compass and your ability to navigate and to reach that agility and resilience that you need to achieve your unique success pathway. And the entrepreneurs who understand this and who develop their EQ alongside their use of AI will have an advantage that cannot be automated in any other way. Your edge isn't artificial. It's authentically and uniquely you. So how do you discover your unique success pathway? If you're curious about that and about how your emotional intelligence patterns, behavior patterns, your habits, how those all shape your entrepreneurial journey, I ask you just go to my website, eqfit.org. There is a free success pathway snapshot assessment that you can take. It'll take you all of 2 minutes. It's 5 questions long. It's a quick assessment that reveals your primary strengths and where your greatest growth opportunities are. And you'll receive immediate insights that you can apply today. So as we close out this episode, the main point that I want to get across to you is to go back and get that picture in your mind of being inside of the puzzle box. And you can see the pieces in front of you. You can't see the big picture on the outside of the box that's going to guide you to put all of those pieces in the right place And that's why it's so important to start that journey on discovering your unique success pathway. Thank you for joining us for this episode. If you have any questions about this week's episode, or maybe a suggestion for future episodes you'd like us to explore, please contact us through our website at eqfit.org. For more information and inspiration, connect with us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube at eqfit.org.